Have you been following Mitch Robinson on the Twitterverse, as they call it?
Oh, I did, yeah. I had a quick glance at his comeback. I thought it was great.
Can you talk us through that one, Robert? Because I've only just found out about it. It's certainly it's Muhammad Ali-esque in how good a put-down it is. Can you just talk us through it?
Yeah, it was one of my mates. It's a long story, cut it short, but it was one of my mates' birthday. I went out for dinner and went to the movies. Didn't get to see the game, so I didn't know that Tyrone had done what he did. So yep. When I got all these tweets and stuff, I was kind of, you know, put in the same category as that, and I was a little bit annoyed. Then I saw one from...
And rightly so, can I just point out?
Then I saw another one from a reporter, and I was like, oh, okay, let's see what he has to say, then what he said. And then I just, on the spot, I pulled over and replied, and then it kind of went viral. So, I was just kind of speaking on behalf of all footy players because it's just annoying what they have to say, and we can't say anything back, and if we do, we'll probably get fined by the AFL or club or something. So try to keep it G-rated.
In terms of social media, Davey Allard, you've got to say that's the highlight for this year for Carlton, and not a very distinguished list of social media highlights for the club this year. But that one, it was basically a retort to a football journalist who said, just because you box outside, you think you can box on the field. Robbo's comeback was, just because you're not good enough to write sport doesn't mean you should write sport. It was something along those lines. You're not good enough to play sport, so you ended up writing it,
yeah.
Which I thought was a great line.